you ring about the light in the hall?
No. I emailed about the light in the hall. Subject line, the light in the hall. He doesn't pick up his phone. He never picks up. But he's like the best emailer. It's weird. Like any time of the day or night, he will just like instantly respond.
What?
But then he just doesn't pick up the phone. Like what, do you not want to meet us?
But he got our deposit though.
Oh God, yeah, of course. It's just, well, it feels like he's avoiding us.
That is okay with me.
But then he's so responsive emailing. And he's so polite. Look, he said he'd send someone over, but listen to this. No worries, Beth. We'll send someone over as soon as possible. And then there's a picture of a smiling possum. And then it says, let me know if there's anything else. And remember, the courtyard is the only available area for smoking on the property. Yours in service, Theo. Yeah, it's weird, yeah, but it's nice. Oh, that actually, you know Nicola has been smoking in the kitchen? Nah, she said she's meeting her boyfriend this morning.
Yeah, I had noticed there's fucking ash on the kitchen floor.
Oh no, like it's blatant. She'll do it when I'm there, just reading. Just light up at the window and smoke.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just that, it's like all the emails from Theo are like, no smoking,
yeah,
as it damages the da-da-da-da, you know? Like,
yeah.
And even personally, I feel like I would also
oh,
be
God,
more comfortable.
No, me too, yeah.
Yeah. And just, I don't know, more secure with Theo if we,
Address it.
Yeah.
So, should we say something?
I think we should.
Okay. I'll bring it up.
Thank you. Yeah. She's nice. I just,
Do you think she's nice?
I think she's really cool. She sent me upstairs to find anything. But I was just fucking... So I came down... And I was like, I can't find anything. And she slapped me so fucking hard I fell to the ground. Like my ear was like making this high-pitched fucking... So she went upstairs herself. I just stayed with the old man, two of us crying. I tried to call you. She came down 5 minutes later with all his dead fucking wife's jewelry. She put on one of the necklaces and was like dancing or something, just laughing like. And your man was just moaning, bleeding. And then we just fucking... We left him there. We were still early enough to get the dart back. She made me carry the fucking bag. I had to stop and get sick, but nothing would come out. I was just on the train. We didn't say anything, but she spotted some blood in her sleeve and she wiped it on my knee. And when we got back, I tried to call you, but you didn't fucking pick up.